Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Yikes! That may not be a financial term, but that's probably the simplest way to describe the City of Lansing's financial outlook. Jerry Ambrose, the City Finance Director, telling the City Council this week that if nothing changes, Lansing may be facing a $12 to $15 million deficit for the fiscal year 2003 budget. He joins me now to talk about the situation. Welcome to the program, Jerry.
Thank you, Michael. How are you doing?
Very good. I know we're still 10 months away from this next budget, but tell me, how often are these kinds of projections wildly wrong?
Well, they're not wildly. They have been wildly wrong for a while. Unfortunately, if anything, we've been, you know, when it's all done, a little optimistic. You know, we're early on starting the process. Last year when we started, we were projecting a $20 million gap between our revenues and expenses. This year, 12 to 15, that's an order of magnitude. We're pretty sure that's where that, you know, that's where we're going to be dealing with when we get around to actually, you know, putting together the nuts and bolts of the mayor's proposed budget.
Now, I know the issue is we're seeing a drop in revenue, specifically property tax revenue.
Right.
Why is that happening? Is it due to the values coming down, or are people simply leaving their homes and we're not getting taxes from
them? No, this is values decreasing. You know, that's the phenomenon that's going on across the country, and our part of it has been we've been no different. We haven't perhaps not seen the fastest drop in some areas of the country, but it's been consistent. And our most recent projection as we look forward to tax day in December of 2011 is that the values in total will drop about 10%.
What about our operating costs? I know those are going up or projected to be going up.
Right.
What's eating up most of our money there?
Well, you come real quickly to pensions and health care. We are a people business. Most of our money goes to hire employees. We provide them a good pension. We provide them very decent health insurance. And we're all in this environment of health care expenses going up, you know, way beyond the rate of normal inflation. And, you know, as many other places, we've got a workforce that is getting more and more mature.
This 80-20 bill passed by the House and Senate would have public workers pay 20% of their health care costs. Would that help alleviate some of the costs associated with health care?
Well, I think that's going to shift costs. It's going to help in the long term, but you know, in the details of the legislation, you hear things like if it affects employees when their union contracts expire, and all of our contracts are not expiring by July of 2012. So certainly it's going to have an impact going on into the future. But I would say that it alone is a cost shift, not restructuring that's going to do anything to the overall environment of health care, except, you know, to make our employees participate with us more as, you know, really educated consumers.
I'm talking to Lansing City Finance Director Jerry Ambrose. As we've seen so many cutbacks. Basically, every year there's been a cut in the budget, and yet each succeeding year we're faced with another deficit.
Right.
In this last budget, the cuts included layoffs of police and fire personnel. If we need to take up to $15 million more out of the city budget, where could that even come from?
Well, it's a little early to start, you know, nailing those things down. Certainly, you know, $12 to $15 million when you have a, you know, slightly over $100 million budget is a significant part. Police and fire are half of our budget. So certainly, just as we have every year, we're going to be looking in every corner at every service to see where we can be more efficient, where can we do the least harm in terms of reducing services. Because there's no question with a $12 to $15 million gap that we're going to have to look at continuing to reduce the workforce.
I see. So potentially even more cuts in police and fire in both departments.
Well, everything's on the table.
Now, the city council let voters decide if they wanted to avoid some of the cuts we saw in this budget with a millage increase. That was rejected. There's talk of another millage proposal being placed in front of voters. What's your sense of about how much of a tax increase we'd need to see to avoid more deep cuts?
Well, I don't think that we have enough taxing capacity to get there. We have some taxing capacity that's probably worth $7 or $8 million. Beyond that, that would about max us out, I think, in terms of our taxing capacity.
I see. So in a sense, if our projections are even in the ballpark, there will be more cuts being made, even if voters do approve a millage.
Well, there certainly will be some more adjustments, some kind of millage that would generate, in the neighborhood of, half of our projected shortfall or so. Would certainly be a very significant help, but we would have to look at, again, we look in every corner, we look at how we're doing things. So I really can't tell you the details of what's going to happen. I just know that we've got the magnitude down. We know that were there to be an increase in the property tax millage, it would reduce it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still going to be challenged.
What about privatizing some of our city services? Isn't that one way to produce some major cutbacks in Lansing's operations costs?
Well, a lot of times there are very simple wrong answers to complex issues. And privatizing as the answer to everything is not the answer. There may be some cases, and we have looked in different places. There may be some places where that's appropriate. But that's not the end all to our woes.
The state revenue sharing program, big changes there. How much money are we likely to see from that as compared to what the city was receiving in the past?
Well, we're hoping if the economy stays somewhat stable and there's not a dramatic drop off in income and sales tax and we think we could be close to receiving about what we've gotten now, maybe a million or so less. The state legislation that's now in place has set some standards out there, some objectives that we have to meet. We're pretty confident we're going to be fine for that for the next year. We're going to be able to meet those first targets. But the state still has to balance its budget next year. And of course, they have looked repeatedly at local governments and cut back in different ways on that revenue sharing. So we're not optimistic. We're pretty sure there won't be an increase. If we were really optimistic, we'd get about the same, but probably we'll end up seeing some kind of slight decrease.
About a minute left. Other than a tax increase, is there really any other way to make a sharp change in the city's revenue intake within a matter of a year or even two?
No, there are some conversations that have gone on about whether there are statutory changes that could affect income tax as a source of revenue. Could we collect an income tax? It would require state legislation to change it. I think the other thing, though, I got to point out is that if you're watching the news tonight, a big announcement that we all knew about was that one of the governor's priorities now is to eliminate the property tax on personal property. That's significant to us. Were it to be eliminated and there not to be some replacement source of revenue, that would make our projection of $12 to $15 million higher by several million dollars.
In fact, I'm talking about that next, the fact that the personal property tax may very well be on the line here and the impact that's going to have on Lansing and other municipalities in the state. Jerry Ambrose, the Lansing City Finance Director, thank you very much for joining me.
Michael, nice to talk to you. Thanks.
Coming